This is Billy Ruth Hopkins Federici on KCIW 100.7 on your FM dial, right here in beautiful downtown Brookings, where almost every day is a beautiful day and we can always choose to say yes. Life is indeed very, very good. Well, you may remember that this is a work of pure, unadulterated allegorical fiction, or what J.R.R. Tolkien liked to call feigned history. So, sit back, relax, suspend all disbelief, and let's continue with our tale. Now 18 years old, Angela is bummed out that she didn't get that role of Angelita in her high school musical. Angela realizes that if they don't make another journey to Aetherius to rescue Angelita and bring Lizard Circle back to Earth with them, the entire galaxy is doomed to final destruction in a solar tsunami. But Señor Rowell, my Spanish is way better than Jennifer's. Why didn't Mrs. Dalloway cast me as Angelita? It's just not fair.
Oh, you are right, Angela. But life is not always fair. Jennifer may have a terrible accent, but she can sing much better than you, actually. So there's that. Just watch the rehearsal and keep quiet. Oh, and I want you to give them their lines when they forget. So here, hold the book for us.
But Señor Rowell, just listen to her terrible accent.
You can be so judgmental, Angela.
Well, I'm just saying.
Well, just listen, Angela. Just listen.
¿Cuándo va a terminar todo el oído contra mi gente,
Chavano?
Y mi papá también oído a ti.
Ya, silencio.
Y yo te amo tanto. ¿Cuándo podemos estar juntos?
Oh, my poor Butcher.
Angela, stop that. I can hear you from here. Just let me do my part. Okay, I'll do it in English now. When will it all end? All of this hate, all of this prejudice against us, keeping us apart, separating lovers, it is so wrong, it is so wrong. Come forth, love, be with our people now. Let my father see, let my mother understand. We were meant to be, Chavano. Amor es el amor para en ti, para
Eternidad.
Para eternidad. Para siempre. Te amaré. Let them not tear us apart.
Oh, gosh. I can't take much more of this. I'm out of here.
I think it's quite lovely, actually.
People say you're not like me. Angelita, I, Chavano, you are no good with Chavano, people say. Fighting begins.
Oh, Chavano. Oh, Chavano, no puedo entender, Chavano. Chavano, contigo quiero estar para eternidad. Oh, hasta la muerte.
Oh, my love. Oh, no. You will not die. We'll run away. We will run far away. I know a place where we can fly. But where, oh where, I'll follow you anywhere. Let us fly, let us fly. Let us fly away together.
I want to hear more empathy. More, instead of reading your lines, let's just be your lines. Give it that Stanislavski method.
What do you mean? What do you mean, Mr. Rowell? Stanislavski method?
I mean, embody the part of Chavano, Chris. I mean, just embody the part of Chavano.
Oh,
Oh, God, this rehearsal is a real sleeper. You guys, I can't seem to keep my eyes open. Oh, I think I'll just take a little nap here. Wake me when it's over, Athurgis.
Meow, Kanai. We better get back to Aetherius now. I seem to remember Angelita was being taken hostage by that lizard Venusian.
Oh, yeah. Oh, let's go. Athurgis, I can't seem to keep my eyes open.
I can't keep my eyes open now. I'm just going to sleep right here in these seats.
Angela, you're supposed to be holding book. Ay, 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 chica, caray. Siempre durmiendo. Creo que no hay más remedio. Here, give me that script, Angela. Okay, Ethereal Choir, are you ready? You're up. Now, let me hear you project. Enunciate. Ethereal Choir, are you ready? 1, 2, ready, and.
All is not lost for a youth. Prophecy foretells a distant future. A young maiden, namesake of Angelita, finds her way through zillions of intertwining threads of love, of gravity, the akaitos, the red threads of love, and gravity will guide her back to Shafano. Los hilos del amor.
Oh, I've got to get back to Aetherius. We have to save Angelita from the lizard Venusians. Quick, Athurgis, lead the way.
Meow, I am the way, Angela. Ikimashou, let's go.
Oh, everybody run, scatter. Tsubasa, all quick. Put Angela up on Lord Aetherius. Quick, we don't want them to get captured by the lizard Venusians too. Quick.
Whoa, heavenly stars, what's going on? Now
fly away to Love Island. So brave, Angela. This will all end soon, I promise. Fly away with Lord Aetherius.
Oh, yeah, but what about Aetherius? They could get killed if they're trying to go in there by themselves.
Come on, Angela. Aetherius can take care of himself, herself, itself. We gotta get you out of here.
Oh, Mother, this is not good. This is not good at all. There must be 10 or 15 of those lizard Venusians dragging Angelita away.
Well, then, wait, Pop, send Thor down there.
Yeah, you're not going to send me down there, Pop. I'll just sit this one out and watch.
Okay, so everyone's safe. Wait, where's Angelita?
Oh, no. Oh, Pop, don't tell me. Oh, no, she's been taken.
Oh, my orb, that big green spiky lizard's got her. He's dragging Angelita through the forest and over those big rocks. Oh, my orb, Angelita's been captured. Captured, what are we going to do now?
Oh, Pop, what are we going to do now, Pop? Turn back, Senor Roel, turn back. Wait, they're dragging Angelita away. They're taking her hostage. Do something, Senor Roel. Do something. Save her.
I am not Senor Roel anymore, my dear. I am Lord Aetherius, Lord of the Simian Galaxy, and perfectly capable of handling this situation. So stop ordering me around, Angela. You always were a bit bossy.
Well then, Lord Aetherius, you don't seem to grasp the severity of the situation. I care about what happens to Angelita and to my cat. And I have heard about those lizard Venusians. They might kill her. They might even eat her.
Angela, that's pure mythology, Angela. Lizard Venusians might be unenlightened, stubborn, uneducated, but neither angels nor cats have ever been one of their delicacies. They prefer humans. So don't worry, you're with me.
Oh, well, yeah, but what about Aetherius? What about Tsubasa, for that matter?
Well, those two are perfectly capable of taking care of themselves, Angela. So let's just fly over to my heart island, retreat, and have a nice little cup of hot tea, shall we? We'll go back and get them when the dust settles. Aetherius and Tsubasa will figure out how to rescue Angelita. Not to worry, dear.
Oh, I wouldn't be so sure about that, Lord Aetherius. Just look at what's going on over in the sand dunes. That big green lizard with all those spikes, he's dragging Angelita into his cave. Tsubasa, Aetherius, do something.
Oh, Pop, if there ever was a time for violence, it's now. Tsubasa's about to get scooped up by that big spiky green one.
Oh, I've got this, Mother. Aetherius, quick, that lizard's about to kill Tsubasa.
Bakataringa, I like cut you other leg off, lizard.
Ew, back off, you slimy, slithering, sniveling snot. I'll scratch your eyes out, lizard. Meow.
Oh yeah, you cross-eyed cat. I'd like to see you try.
Cross-eyed? Meow, cross-eyed. At least I have a tail.
And a mighty fine tail it is, too. I might have to take it for myself.
I'd like to see you try, Lizard Zirkle. Meow.
How do you know my name, cat?
Yeah, who else could you be with that stutter and that one short leg? And besides, it's in the script. Meow. Line.
Oh, Angela, wake up. You're supposed to be holding book. Angela, give Zirkle his line. Angela, wake up.
Oh, Senor Ruel, I'm sorry.
Okay, where are you? Wait, where were they? Oh, yeah. Is this a dream or am I supposed to be holding the book for the play? Okay, wait, where were we? Okay, let me find my place. I must have dozed off. Sorry. Okay, right. Okay. It's not your line, Zirko. No, it's Tsubasa's line. Tsubasa says, Domo arigato Aetherius. You saved my life. Maybe we even now. Oh, I understand. So thank you, Aetherius. You saved my life. Maybe we're even now.
Domo arigato, Aetherius. You saved my life. Maybe we even now.
See how they just abandoned you?
Meow. Come back with us, Circle.
You mean Crestone, Colorado? I've heard about that place. It's on Earth, right?
Right.
And if you help us rescue Angelita, they can all get back there and save Earth from final destruction in solar tsunami.
Really? Really?
And that cat won't call me names anymore?
Meow, Zirko, I was just giving you a hard time. And whoever tries to bully you from now on will have me to deal with. Is that a deal?
If you promise I can trust you, I'll show you where they're holding Angelita. Promise to have my back.
We promise. Let's go. Iki, my show.
Okay, let's cut to Earth now. Looks like Wisteria's on the phone with Senor Roel. What are they talking about?
Oh, Cesar, if Angela is supposed to be holding book at rehearsals, why would she just take off like that? And where do you suppose she went? She's been gone for almost a week now. It's all because of my mom and her crazy stories about UFOs and her wild dreams. And that girl's gonna get grounded. Wait, Cesar, wait. I think I heard something. I gotta go. I think I heard the back door. Maybe Angela and Athurgis just came in that back door. That girl's gonna get a piece of my mind. Angela! Angela! Oh, you're not dead, thank God. Mom! Oh, Mom, you're not dead, thank God.
Whoa. You are more than welcome, ladies.
Well, what on earth are you talking about, Angela? Of course I'm not dead, but where in God's name have you been? Senor Ruel gives you the responsibility of holding book at rehearsals, and you just up and disappear on him? You're grounded, young lady, and no more listening to your grandmother's stories and wacky Wanda tales. Oh, Mom. Huh. Well, you have no idea how worried I've been about everything these days. You worried? Angela, what are you worried about? I'm worried about you, Mom. Worried about me? Oh, I was sure you had been abducted by one of those online gamers pretending to be someone he's not. I'm sorry, Mom. Please don't ban me from Grandma Gaga's place. We won't do it again, I promise. Well, just don't scare me to death like that again, Angela. Doc says I could have another one of those heart attacks just thinking about all those terrible things that could happen to you. We live in such a crazy world, you know. And I know, Mom. But you worry too much. Are you taking your meds? You know, stress can give you a heart attack. That's what they say. That, my dear, is just the point. You are putting me under stress. Just the thought of anything terrible happening to you gives me stress. Mom, take care of yourself. Take responsibility. Take those meds. But I'm sorry, and please forgive me. But, you know, I'm 18 now. You can't go banning me from Grandma Gaga's house like you did when I was just 14. All grown up on me, are you? Okay, you can still go to the fountain to see your grandma, but just don't ever believe a word she says about those UFO sightings. Oh, how could I possibly believe anything like that, Mom? Come on.
Por supuesto, Estheria, no hay que preocuparse. Es puro fantasía.
And don't go following that cat when he runs off to God knows where. Mom, Athurgis is not a he and or a she. Athurgis is just Athurgis. Hey, Mom, where are all those old photos of you and Dad? I've been thinking about him and Grandpa Joe. The whole time I was on the whole time I was over... at rehearsal, it's completely frozen over that sand lake, and we were just crossing the lake to get to rehearsal and almost fell in. That's why I was so wet, you know. Even the fountain in the middle is all frozen over. Is that where you've been this whole week? Did you stay over there? Yeah, well, you know, the rehearsals last really late, and Zephyr gave me a room at the motel over there, and so Athurgis and Jennifer and I could stay close to the school. Is that where you've been this whole time? And was Jennifer with you? Isn't she sweet on that boy Chris, the one who plays Shivano? Well, yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't really keep track of Jennifer. We're 18 now, you know. We're on our own. And Zephyr didn't tell me about any of this? So, and what about Jennifer's mom? Did she know where you were this whole time? Well, no. I'm not sure, Mom. I don't really keep track of... you told me that already. 18 years old must be legal age, I guess. But it sure as heck doesn't make any of you seem like adults. Like, especially when you're not acting like adults. Just saying, Angela, just saying. I have half a mind to call Zephyr and give her a piece of my mind. And don't worry, I won't be calling Jennifer's mom. We never did get on, you know? Yeah, that much I do know, Mom. Talk about not acting like adults. You and Jennifer's mom don't really...
Oh, just hush. Just what is that supposed to mean, Angela? She's the one who insulted me. She's the one who insulted our family. I never said anything against Jennifer's family, if you remember it. And as for Zephyr, she should know better. Zephyr should have let me know she was giving you girls a room at the motel.
But Zephyr's always been sort of a space case on account of that poison water in Afghanistan. And don't get me started on poor Zirko, born with that short leg and all, and that stutter. Oh, they never really did fit in anywhere, did they? I really don't know what to think about much of anything anymore. It's a miracle we aren't in hand-to-hand Mortal Kombat most of the time. Ah, well, I'm just glad that you're back safe and you're all friends.
Well, I wouldn't say, Mom, I wouldn't say we're exactly friends.
But you still hang out with Jennifer at school, don't you, and at rehearsals? You keep an eye out for Zirko, too, don't you?
I suppose, for the most part, I guess.
Meow.
Como Lazarillo de Tormes, like the blind leading the blind.
So how are rehearsals going anyway, Angela? I think Jennifer and Chris do make a good pair as Angelita and Shivano. They're pretty typecast as lovers, you know.
Yeah, I guess rehearsals are good, but I would have made a much better Angelita.
Just saying, my Spanish is really good, and Jennifer just talks like a gringa.
Now, let's see. Let's look at those photos. I want to see those photos. Let's look at Dad and Grandpa Joe when you guys were young lovers.
Okay, check there in that bottom dresser drawer over there, Angela. Either there or in that old trunk under the bed. Yeah, probably there.
Hey, Zirko. Come on, get out of that room. Get off that crazy game. Whatever game you're playing. What game are you playing, anyway?
Angel, I'm about ready to kill a couple of those lizards in this game.
Well, get off the game and come on over here. I want to see what Grandma Gaga looked like when she was my age. Let's see. Let's just look at this album here. Yeah, this one. Ooh, look. Ooh, this is the album I was thinking of. Look, Wanda Lightwing. Oh, what a striking Native American young lady she is, too. With that long braid wrapped around her head, flowers and feathers. Ooh, she's so beautiful.
Whoa, wait a second, Angela. I'm about to win this. I just killed one of those green spiky lizard Venusians. Okay, hey, I'm coming.
What do you mean? Zirko? Lizard Venusians? I think I just had a crazy dream about those lizard Venusians. They were about to kill Angelita.
Whoa, what are you talking about? Angelita is not in this game.
Oh, well, never mind. Whatever. Let's just look at Grandma Gaga's high school pictures. Wow.
Oh, wow. Ooh, the gym is all decorated for a prom, and the girls are, oh, look, they're in mini skirts and high boots and all that fringe. I like that long straight hair and that black eye makeup, too.
That was the style back there, the hippy-dippy 60s. Let's take these over to show Grandma Gaga. I'll bet she would love to get all nostalgic about what she looked like when she was our age.
Oh, let's go on over to the fountain and see what Grandma Gaga's up to now.
Hey there, kids. Yeah, come on in. And bring that kitty, come on. Arthur, just come on with him, come on. Glad to see you made it back and safe and sound from wherever it was you was there, Angela. What do you got there?
Oh, hi, Grandma Gaga. We got these old photos, albums of you and Grandpa Joe at a dance.
Ooh, look how beautiful you were in that handsome Joe Hopkins. Wow.
Yeah, we was a pretty handsome couple, all right, we was. But say, I don't think your mom would be all too happy about you being over here this late.
She was the one who said come on over for just a short visit, Grandma Gaga.
Well, okay then, let's just look at these here photo albums and then you better get home before it gets too dark.
Look at that one. Oh, I love that girl's miniskirt.
Oh, look at that black eye makeup. Ooh, ooh, ooh. That blonde hair. Ooh, she's a knockout.
Okay, kids, that's enough. Time to get home. Now, where'd that cat get to? I better go find him before you walk home. Here, kitty, 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 kitty. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. Here, Thurgis, where in tarnation's that cat get to? He's got to go home with you. It's getting dark out. Go on now. Get home before Wisteria calls the cops.
Oh, Angela, you're home. Oh, Zirko, come on in. Come on in. Now, I got Jennifer just called, so come on in. Jennifer's on the phone for you. Sounds like she's really upset about something. Be nice. Be nice, Angela. Be nice. Hey, Jennifer. Hi, what's going on? What? When? Oh, no, are you sure? I warned you about that, Chris. Oh, he's such a jerk, I know. Oh, that Salida girl? Oh, that Salida girl has been after your part the whole time. How did that happen? What? You walked out on the whole play? Holy stars! No! This is terrible!
Angela, what's going on? What's going on?
Oh, Mom! Wow, well, looks like Jennifer caught Chris kissing that Salida girl after rehearsal tonight, and so she just walked out on the whole thing. And Senor Roel gave the part of Angelita to that Salida girl. Why didn't he give it to me?
Well, Angela, that doesn't quite sound like Cesar, but then again, you did fall asleep in rehearsal, so I can't blame him for not giving that part to you. There must be more to this whole story. I'll ask him about it when I see him. I'm sure he'll work it out. And Jennifer will get the part back. It's her part, you know. She should be Angelita. I should have been Angelita in the first place.
Well, dear listeners, looks like we could be in for a cat fight. See you next time.
I can't wait for the next episodes. Let's keep trying to sort out all these wild dreams from reality. This is Billy Ruth Hopkins Federici with KCIW 100.7 on your FM dial, right here in beautiful downtown Brookings, where every day is an awesome day, and we can always choose to say yes. Life is indeed very, very good. Remember to catch us on podcast at kciw.org/Angelita's Wings. That's Angelita's Wings. Until next time.